This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
We'll get there, though. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello, Thursday. Hello, Vinny.
Hey.
Hello, Maddie.
Hi, Sarah.
How you guys doing? What's happening?
Beautiful.
Yeah. What? It was a gorgeous day yesterday.
Was it?
Yeah. I thought. Did you not?
I was busy. I didn't notice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Busy.
Yeah.
Off to soccer practice. Off to the missus after. You know, if you were here yesterday at this time, I told you when I left, my wife was cleaning up. Dog throw up.
Yeah.
And putting.
As you left for work yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Right.
And putting the 6-year-old back to bed. And I just left going, wow. The joys of.
Home parenting.
Whatever. Yeah. Right.
parent owner, child ownership.
Whatever.
Right.
Whatever.
But then later, then she had to go to a doctor. She's getting not rhinoplasty, septoplasty.
Oh, your wife is?
Yeah.
She has a deviated septum?
Something like that, yes.
Right. She can't. I remember you
She's
were
been
saying,
a snorer
yes.
our entire
she
relationship.
She had she used to wear those.
Strips.
Yeah, that hold your
open it
nostrils.
Up and let her breathe. Yeah. So she's getting that. So she had to go to Fremont yesterday for an appointment where they said, you look great. We'll see you tomorrow. And she went, I don't live in Fremont, dude. You guys had me come here to just high five me? And they were like, see you next week.
Wait.
Just one of those?
She thought she was going in there
to get the surgery, but she thought they had a more purpose than just. She
like, just make sure that you're still alive the day before your surgery.
She basically did a U-turn. She went there and then split and was like, oh, the day I'm having. So she did all her work, and then she had to take. She split for basketball with Isla. And a birthday party after.
Oh, fun.
And I was at soccer. Just one of those. She came walking in the door just, I'm going to go to bed now.
Yeah, I'm wrung out. I'm all done here. My day is done. Oh, it's not done? Yes, it is.
I was like, well, I just fed our youngest pancakes. Would you like some of those before you go to bed? She said, yes, please.
Oh, a nice stack of pancakes.
So I fed her some pancakes. And
how do you make pancakes?
What?
Do you use a mix or do
Bisquick.
You? Yeah.
Vinny, do you sleep in separate bedrooms because of the snoring? Yeah, I had to do that too.
No, not so much because of the snoring. There's so much going on in that room, though, between the kids and the dog and the snoring and the different body temperatures. Like, and also the I bought. We do sleep number beds, and we got the best bed in the whole world.
Yeah,
and it also pretzels out.
As in you can raise a head or raise your feet.
And that lady can't not touch a button. She just has to.
So there's you. You've been in bed. You're already asleep. It's been a couple hours. She comes into bed and she starts making adjustments and lighting up the room with her phone. And oh, boy. Yeah, not quite. Almost. Almost.
Oh, just missed it. Just missed it again. Anyway, I finally went, I just need to be able to sleep. Yeah. I don't want to come in and find the bed pretzeled or the kids still showering or anyway. So, yes.
Yeah.
It's a bummer, but it is what it is.
It's not a bummer.
It is.
It's a place to go get some sleep.
I have told you, though, it's not really good for me to keep finding ways to be farther
to
away.
Push people away.
It's not.
Push them out of your life.
I'm not trying to do that, though, but it is best for me to stay in the middle of things.
Yeah.
The fringe is where I get lost.
To get the very best night's sleep. You're not lost. You're in the house. You're in a room where you're only sleeping.
I know. I'm just saying.
There's no estrangement. It's a place to go and sleep. She snores. You don't snore.
Well,
she comes
to
bed later. You go to bed earlier.
She goes in for surgery next Tuesday.
Oh. So it's not even... Like, she goes back today.
It's Tuesday. This was
let's just look up your nose one more time before we
I don't know.
Up your nose next week.
She was bummed, and I don't blame her. There's enough going on.
Thought there was going to be some kind of thing.
I mean, Fremont's beautiful, don't
Lovely.
Get me wrong.
Sure.
But, you know, from where we live.
You want to drive up over the hill, across the bridge, and go, I mean, what? Or does she just go right through San Jose? I don't know how that all works.
I think it's an 880 thing.
Okay.
So around, just around 17
around the
880.
Got it.
Anyway. God. Busy days. Good times.
Yeah. Yeah, great times. You'll
I fed
look
her
back
pancakes,
on it.
Though, and then she got to go to bed, and I went to bed. And
you use real maple syrup, or you use that that lousy sugar syrup?
We have both.
Oh. Which one do you like?
I like the lousy sugar syrup.
Oh, you do?
Real maple syrup.
You got to use the real stuff.
Look, I know. You're working on your Vermont rep.
That's right. Listen, how am I going to support myself if you're not going to buy my maple syrup? I mean, come on.
I was thinking of you two yesterday because I was busy.
Well, that's good to know because you're our producer and I want you thinking about us all the time.
I was busy and then, the day ends and I'm like, geez, I barely get everything done. And I'm like, and I don't even have kids. Mm-hmm. I don't even have anyone at home to worry about other than myself
right,
and my old dog.
This is like the only thing you got filling up your life.
Teach at a couple universities. That takes a little time. But, because, I got to have two jobs.
Yes.
It's radio.
That's the way.
But no, and I was thinking this morning as well, Vinny, about you. I was driving in. I was like, I was kind of like, I really like my commute. It's very short. I don't have to get up at 3 a.m. I can get up at 3:30.
Right.
But I was just, I was being empathetic and just, I was thinking, I would not want to have to drive from where you drive every day and also come home and have to deal with all the stuff.
Extra. Yeah, there's a lot of extra.
You know what's weird? Stuff.
The commute is what it is, and I love where I live, and I actually love my life.
You can find ways to spend commute time.
If you listen to this show and you see me, scrounging for material through my life, you might think, boy, he's really unhappy. I'm not. I actually really love my life. I have a good life. I'm happy. It's all good.
It's going to be a good life.
I wish I could get a handle on the commute, though, because two days this week, the roads were filled with cars.
Mm.
Not traffic stop and go like, is about to happen to people in 30 minutes.
Right.
But still, like, what? At 4:30 in the morning, I should have the road.
Yeah.
And today, I had the road.
Oh.
There was no one out there. Empty.
It is a weird thing, too, because we are back to work five days a week, and not everybody here is. Like, there are days when I walk around this building, and I'm like, hello? Oh. Is anybody out there?
Yeah, I don't know what the... what companies are deciding if it's just Tuesday, Wednesday,
all of them are picking, maybe Thursday, Friday, and Monday are just not the days.
I don't know, but today was glorious as I just strolled in.
Ugh, love that.
None of those, I'm going to drive next to this guy, and this guy's going to drive next to this guy, and you're going to have to figure out how to get around our wall of three cars.
Right, the rolling roadblock, John calls it. It's funny because... it's the same drive. You're not even really going that much slower, even when there's a lot of traffic that time of day. Everyone's up for a reason and trying to get where they need to go. They're not psyched to be up. Nobody is. So everybody's just going along. But you have to pay much more attention. You're just when you're surrounded by cars, even if you're all if you're going the speed you want, you're just surrounded, and it's just by the time you get on 280, is it pretty much broken up? Do you get a straight shot once you get there?
That's what I'm saying is I can't get a handle on it. Like this week, Tuesday and Wednesday, 280 was packed too. Not stop and go. I'm just saying lots of cars on the road, lots of brake lights.
You gotta be alert the whole time.
Like really surprisingly just busy. And then today, the whole way, 17, 85, 280, empty.
Right.
Smooth sailing. I don't know.
Well, you made it. I'm glad to see you. You look very handsome in your teal sweatshirt.
I also...
And muscular.
Teal?
It looks teal to me.
Okay.
What color would you call it?
I wouldn't. I don't call colors because I can never tell.
I'd say teal, but I'm red-green colorblind, so...
Oh.
I get shades wrong.
I feel like I'm a little greener than you, but that we're in the same color palette.
You are kind of matchy-matchy today.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Look at you two.
Not like hugely.
You got your club kid pants on today.
Well, of course I do. All right. You know me. I'm into club.
So. I don't know the club kid pants.
They're not
big baggies.
They're not even that big or baggy. I mean, they are baggy. They're bigger, but they're not. For a long time, I just wore skinny jeans. And then suddenly, when I bought a pair of wide legged pants, it became.
Got more room.
Yeah, Sarah's into club.
Nice breeze.
You know me. Got to do what the cool kids are doing. Always right there on the cutting edge of what's hip.
Anyway, so there I am last night at like 5:15 something watching kids play soccer.
Yeah. Oh my God, so fun.
It actually is though.
Yeah, I know.
Like there was a point.
Watching your kids participate in stuff is super fun.
The coach is, first of all, just listening to the coach try and get these kids to do stuff.
He said he's very patient. And
he's
good,
but he's also like, all right, you guys just want to run? Like, let's just run laps. Like, why bother? I'm trying to get you to do something, but you don't want to. Let's run laps. No! Finally, they answer him.
Right.
So they're listening. They just don't want to listen. Anyway.
Well said. Or want to do.
At one point, this is an all-girls little soccer team of six-year-olds. At one point, they're playing a scrimmage against each other, and I'm sitting behind the goal reading, just kicking back. And all these girls end up in the goal. The ones are trying to keep it from getting in there, and the ones that are trying to keep it, get it in there.
Oh.
And they're just in this scrum, and it's like, I can't even do the pitch of girl screams.
Right.
But it's screaming, kicking, hands, teeth, hair, eyeballs, all over the place. Mm. And you're just trying to feel, and I'm laughing.
Crying?
No, there was no crying.
Oh,
I'm laughing out loud at this just scrum where they all end up in the net. In the net, like tangled in the net because they've been pushing slowly.
That's a good visual.
And I'm just
I like
laughing.
It. Little girls trapped in a net.
Oh my God, they're ridiculous. And the coach is like, all right, stop. You're all in the goal now. You're all in there.
Right.
Everybody out. Get out of there.
Just like it in here. It's
so
like
ridiculous. Oh God.
God bless the coaches.
Yeah.
Herding cats.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Incredible.
Anyway, tell us about your world.
Like nothing. My plumbing thing got.
Did you put in a new hot tub yet?
No, we're not. I mean, we might do that. John keeps mentioning it, but I don't. That's not. That is definitely not on my priority list. I'll tell you.
Wasn't on mine either, and yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're married to a lady with a plan.
Yep.
That's for sure.
Yes.
When she gets something in her head, that pony wall is out of here.
And it is.
Mm, oh yeah.
Gone.
No.
I miss
Gonzo. It. Do you?
Yeah.
Do you really though?
Yeah. The place was perfect. It's fine.
Yeah. It's more perfecter now.
Oh, okay.
It's a more perfecter world.
You say.
Yeah, I do say. Yeah, nothing to report over at my house. I literally set up my little campsite right outside the trap door underneath the house, and I was there to get the locking wrench that was needed and to hand the thing. I need a replacement thing, a propane. I did the whole thing. I'm the sous chef of the plumbing world.
You're still working on the plumbing?
No, it's that part of it's done.
Oh.
But yes, we did work on it yesterday. I told you, he like didn't have the right fitting or something. He wound up having to cap that line off last week. And then he was like, I don't want to do this without enough time to get it done. So there was like something on Monday. There was something on Tuesday. There was So yesterday was our day and I got ready. I had my book, my phone.
That's your participation.
And I'm sitting down on a lawn chair right outside the thing. And then he's like, hey, can you get me a blah, 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 blah. I'm like, where exactly would I find that? And he's in there laying on the damp ground. Good times. Really fun.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. He crawls out and he goes, I got like 6 more years of this in me. I'm like, 6 years? I can fit it all in there. It's funny.
Oh, these are the jobs you have for him 6 more years.
Look, you act like I'm the one who's just like behind all the stuff that's happening in my house. John is into it. John loves it. John, I go get a plumber. He's like, nah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I've got the soldering gear. I have all the gear for this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to find the parts that I need and I'm going to make it happen.
Right after I returned, so this would be 09 or something like that, we were, Icky was here at that time. Did you ever meet Icky?
Icky and I are very good friends. We hang out a lot.
Icky's a great guy. Okay, so Icky's now working with me here from Oregon and it's great. And there's a point where Icky's like, we got tickets to the Raiders. And we go, hey, how about if we invite John? We'll bring John to the Raider game. I think it was the Pats were playing or something reason we were. And Sarah goes, he can't go. And we're like, well, why don't we ask him? And she's like, no, he has plans.
Well, if he's got plans, he's got plans. I mean, no. What am I going to do? Tell him what his schedule is?
Yeah, but maybe he wants to change him if he knew about the game.
He didn't have plans. She had plans for him.
He was locked in. It's all set. What's that got to do with him wanting to be a plumber? By the way, he's my little plumber boy now. I've been singing him, you know, plum, 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 plum.
It goes back to that whole, he loves it.
He does love
he
it.
He loves it.
He does love it. That's why we've done it so many times.
He doesn't want to go to a football game. He wants to do what I want
him
to do.
You know, he actually doesn't. He has said he would go if he had Super Bowl tickets and the Pats were in it, blah, blah, blah. He goes, but the whole thing with television these days is that you see a lot more sitting on your couch.
Oh,
and
I agree.
You pause it.
The TV game experience, in my opinion, is better.
Right. So we agree.
Mm. You still decide for him.
Well.
You're the decider.
You like it. Okay, I do.
Yeah. I just, it's really hard for him to accept that John is into some of the stuff I say he's into.
I know John's into it, but I also know you can be a taskmaster.
Oh, well, no. I mean, somebody's got to be in charge, you know. I reluctantly take on that role.
Reluctantly.
Adorable. All right, KLLZ, KLLZ, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah Mini, Allison Morning Show. Here's a song. We'll forget all about this, I'm sure, by the time this is over. We'll be right back. So much going on today. It's a crazy day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.